I want to talk to you tonight about how a miracle is born. If you're taking notes, you might want to write down some things because God gave me some one-liners here that might be worthy of, actually any word from God is worthy of writing down so that you don't forget it. It's going to be a blessing to you. How a miracle is born. And it's almost Christmas time. It'll be here before we know it. And not having church last Sunday, I don't know if you were, as Pastor was said, man, I was just wanting to get out and get to church. And it's amazing how much you miss. We can never take for granted the gathering of ourselves together, the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. We should always make sure that we take advantage of that because God has given us each other. And He's given us His Son, and He's brought us together. And we all have a common bond in that we have the same Savior. We have the same Lord. We have the same Jesus. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of us. And it quickens and makes alive our mortal bodies. And there are people that are watching right now online, and maybe you couldn't be here. There are people that I know that are not feeling well tonight. And I just speak healing to your body. If you're here tonight and you came anyway, even though you're facing sickness or struggle or pain in your body, I want you just to receive right now your healing because the Spirit of God is upon you to heal you. And there is a miracle in motion in your body right now where you're at. If you'll just receive it, if you'll just believe it, the Lord spoke to me and said, people are going to be healed tonight. People's bodies are going to be healed tonight. If you need that healing in your body, just receive it right now. Because God is at work in your body, and His anointing is present to heal tonight. And His anointing is present where you are, and His anointing is upon you for healing in your body. And that's God's Christmas gift to you. Amen? It's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's by His stripes that we are healed. He gave His only Son, not only for our physical, for our spiritual salvation, but also for our physical healing, also for our prosperity, for everything that we need in life. God's already made provision for it through Jesus Christ. What a Christmas gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving, amen? And it goes on and on and on. It'll never run out of batteries. Hallelujah. Thank God. It'll never break. It'll never see corruption. And we've been given such an awesome gift in Jesus Christ. And so we're so thankful for that. I've received gifts so many times in my life that I don't even know where they are or whatever happened to those things. As a kid, I remember getting a BB gun. That was the joy of my heart, was to get a BB gun. And I was a hunter. And something inside me wanted to always take things apart. I don't know if other guys are that way or not, but something about me and my brother always wanted to take something apart and see, how does this work? What makes this thing work? What makes it go? And so I decided one day to take my BB gun apart. And so it had screws, and I just unscrewed it, took it apart, and all of a sudden springs and everything just flew everywhere, and there was no way to get that gun back together. And looking back, I thought, why would a company make something that comes apart so easily but cannot be put back together? It's just not smart. You know kids are going to try to take it apart. And I thought to myself, too, why then? Life is kind of that way. It's very easily destroyed, but it's hard to bring to life. It's easy to tear apart, but it's harder to build. You can tear apart in one moment what takes a lifetime to build. And in this life, these physical bodies see corruption so easily. We're so fragile. And I think, God, why did you make us that way? And you know, God didn't. God didn't make us that way. He's a better designer than that. I'm telling you, it was man that caused this. It was man's disobedience to God that put man in this situation. And it was the devil that came in and tricked man. But miracles, thank God, God's made provision with miracles to be able to undo what Satan has done. And even us, in our own ignorance or whatever, maybe we've torn something up or torn something apart and we can't put it back together. And man says it's impossible. There's only one hope for you, and that's a miracle. Well, fortunately, God is in the miracle-working business. Amen? And there are miracles born every day, just like babies are born every day. Miracles are being born every day. And I want to talk to you about how a miracle is born. Miracles are, first of all, they're believed, then they're conceived, and then they're received. So they're believed, conceived, and then received, just like a baby. And nobody ever had a natural baby without the laws of nature being at work. When I was writing my notes, I started to put that nobody has ever had a baby by accident. But then I thought about that statement. I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe some have had a baby by accident. However, they never had a natural baby without the laws of nature being at work, except for one, and his name is Jesus Christ. God superseded the laws of nature when Jesus was born of a virgin. And it's his birth that we celebrate at Christmas time. And I just think, man, I just apologize so many times to Jesus around Christmas time. And I say, I'm so sorry, Jesus, that people aren't singing to you and they're singing to something else or someone else. And I know a lot of us love to sing those Christmas carols, but some people will do anything to get Jesus out of Christmas. Even say happy holidays and things like that and take Christ out of Christmas. And I apologize to God. I apologize to Jesus. I'm so sorry. I think how you must feel. I cannot imagine if on my birthday someone went out of their way to create some made-up person to sing to or to sing about or celebrate rather than me. Why would they do that? Unless they just hated me. They hate me so bad they're going to make up somebody to celebrate on my birthday. But you know what? We are not of those. We're not of the world. We're in it, but we're not of it. And praise God, I thank God we can sing songs about Jesus. We can talk about Jesus. We can celebrate his birthday. We can give gifts to him on his birthday. Amen? It's exciting. And We put ourselves in this situation as mankind. Mankind made ourselves corruptible, or was being able to see corruption. And I'm going to set this up for you because I know a lot of y'all already know this and have an understanding of this, but I want this to be in our thinking as I go through the rest of this message about how a miracle is born. You know the story of how Adam and Eve, they both sinned. God told them that if you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the day you eat of that, you shall surely die. And they disobeyed and ate of it anyway. And as a kid, I used to wonder, now God said, the day you eat of it, you will die. And yet they ate of it and they lived, Adam lived a long time after that. And I thought, how did that happen? God was wrong. But you know what? Something happened on the inside. They died spiritually speaking and were instantly aware of their flesh. And also, not only that, but their flesh and all of the world, at that point, corruption entered into creation. And everything started going downhill from that moment. Their bodies started to age. They started to see corruption, little by little. And that's why we are in the situation we are in. And yet, God had a plan. He realized that now Adam and Eve, as they have children, Cain and Abel, well then Cain kills Abel, and they pass their sin on to their children, and for children's children, for generations to come, all throughout history, everyone has sin inside of them. It's like a gene. Everyone in their physical body has the sin gene, and it's passed down through the seed. Seed produces after its own kind. So sin was passed down all throughout history. And God said, we've got to bypass this situation somehow. Because everybody is seeing corruption. Everybody is dying. Everything. The Bible says all of creation groaneth and travaileth together in pain until now, waiting for the adoption, to wit the redemption of our bodies. All of creation is waiting to be redeemed. Because we're facing corruption and things break. Things fall apart. But I'm telling you, a miracle is born every day. And I can tell you how a miracle works. God bypassed the system. He said, what I'm going to have to do here is bypass the system. I'm sending my word made flesh that is going to come and impregnate Mary. She's going to be born of a virgin, having never known a man. And I'm going to create a life that is perfect. A sinless, spotless lamb, Jesus Christ. His name will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So Jesus Christ put on flesh and came and dwelt among us, and he became the only spotless sacrifice for us. That's why he is the only way, because he's the only one that never sinned. And so to believe in Christmas is to believe in a miracle. You have to. The world would rather hear a lie than the truth. But the law that supersedes all laws of nature is called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Go ahead and turn there. Romans 8, verse 2. Hallelujah. One of my favorite scriptures. Man, this Bible is so awesome. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, there's either an anointing on this or me or something. But I can open this Bible so many times to the exact page I'm looking for. It just kind of almost freaks me out sometimes. It's better than an iPad. Romans 8:2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now that law of sin and death is known as entropy. If you're into physics and science and all that stuff, you're going to enjoy this a little bit. Because it's called entropy. It's the second law of thermodynamics. And I don't want to get so deep that I don't even know what I'm talking about tonight. Because I can do that real quick. I'm not a genius. But entropy says that everything must get old, die, decline, or wear out. That's right, not me. The law of the Spirit of life, Adrian, can supersede the law of sin and death. The law of entropy. It's been given to us. Just like someone explained it to me one time, they said there's a law of gravity that says what goes up must come down, and it's going to come down, but there's also the law of lift, which supersedes the law of gravity when you put enough force behind it. And then you get out of the Earth's atmosphere and praise God, you're free from the law of gravity. Amen? You can be free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. And that's where miracles are born. There are examples all through the Bible of miracles that supersede entropy. And if you know your Bible, you'll remember these stories. One example is Moses' life in Deuteronomy 34:7. It says that Moses was 120 years old, yet his eyes were as good as always. His natural strength had not diminished at 120. I've never even seen anyone 120 years old. They don't make it that long, but to be that age and say, I can see as well as I ever could and my natural strength has not diminished. I can still bench press what I could bench press as a teenager. I can still do what I did before. That's where Moses was at. Caleb, you know the story of Caleb, Joshua 14:10. It says, and now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive. This is what he's saying. They're about to go in and take the promised land. The Lord has kept me alive. Amen. God can keep you alive. God has a miracle for you if you'll believe it and receive it. God has kept me alive. And he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. He is 85 years old. And he said, as yet, I am as strong at 85 this day as I was at 40 in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. I love this. I love this next verse. Now, therefore, give me this mountain Whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how that the Anakims or the giants were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be that the Lord will be with me, and that's the key right there. If so be that the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. Praise God. Again, the angel declared, his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. If God is with you, no one can be against you. Amen? No sickness can come against you and prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We've got to believe that. We've got to stand on that and claim that. Just as Caleb did. He had to take a stand. The children of Israel, this is an example of something that was not even an animate object that did not see corruption. The children of Israel's shoes and clothes did not even wear out in chapter 8, verse 4. When they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, their shoes and clothes did not even wear out. That's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And this is how a miracle is born. How did these people receive these things? Again, the law of the spirit of life is what we live by. And entropy is the second law of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics, I can't even say it, states that it is impossible for something to expend more energy than what is being put into it physically. Let me explain. For instance, I cannot do more if I want to exert strength and energy, I have to consume food. So I have to put energy in to be able to exert any energy out. And if you cut off the flow of energy coming in, I have no energy coming out. And that's the law, the first law of thermodynamics. And yet, Jesus was able to fast 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, in the wilderness. That's supernatural. Jesus said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The widow at Zarephath in 1 Kings 17, she had a small cruse of oil and a handful of meal. It's impossible for that much to expand and to do more than what it is. And yet it did, for over a year, fed her and her entire house. That's impossible in the natural. But in the supernatural, it's possible. I almost did that this week with a little bottle of milk I had. It was all that was left at the store. And I said, Lord, let this little bottle of milk last for many days. Praise God. It lasted just long enough. Hallelujah. I should have got a whole bunch of jugs and filled them all up and sold them. Hallelujah. I made a fortune. That's what this lady did in 2 Kings chapter 4. Remember the story? Her husband had died. She owed a debt. They were going to take her sons. And she went to the man of God and said, what do I do? And he said, what do you have in your house? She said, all I have is a little pot of oil. All I've got is a little bottle of milk. That's all they had at Albertsons. All I have is a little pot of oil. And he said, well, go borrow vessels from other people and don't borrow a few. Borrow as many as you can get. And she did, not knowing what was going to happen. I can see her sending her sons, y'all go get vessels, bring them back, and let's fill this house, because he said get as many as we can get. So we're going to get them. And I'm sure here their little pot of oil is about this big, and they're dragging in these big old pots. Can you imagine the look on their faces when he said, now just pour into all those pots from that little... Wait a second, if I'd have known that, I've just got a bunch of little bitty vessels. You know, there's no way I would have gotten this many, but that's what he told her to do. And that is a supernatural miracle. It's an impossibility. Again, so many times we read through the Bible and just fly by it and never really put ourselves in the person's shoes to say, this really happened. Again, we cannot think naturally. It was supernatural when Samson was able to do what he did. To physically be able to kill 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey without getting tired? Come on. I know a guy who is very big, buff boxer friend of mine, and the most he could do was beat up three guys in a ring before he would get tired. After boxing three guys, he would be worn out. And that's pretty amazing. But 1,000? The first law of thermodynamics says that it's impossible for you to expend more energy than what you have coming in. It has to be coming from somewhere. That power has to be coming from somewhere. And I say, man, I don't see how you could be a true scientist and not see God. And not find God. To say, yes, that power is coming from somewhere, but it's not coming from this earth. It's not coming from nature. It's not coming from what you ate. It's not coming from your vitamins. It's not coming from alcohol. It's not coming from drugs. It's coming from the power of God. It's coming from the anointing. It's coming from heaven, and it's a direct download to you. And you can walk in perfect health. You can walk in strength. You can have that miracle where man says it's impossible. God says all things are possible. How are miracles born? How are they born? You got to speak according to God's will. And a lot of people are going around speaking their own wills. And they think, I think it should be this way. Others say, there is no way. I know if I had been God's advisor, I would have probably said, God, this isn't the right way to save mankind. Send your son and let him get beat up, crucified, and killed. Wait a second, be born in a manger? There's no room for him? This is crazy. He's a king. He should be treated better than this. I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't be my way. But it's God's way in his infinite wisdom. He's a little smarter than I am. Well, a lot smarter than I am. John 1:12. John 1 was talking about how he was rejected. He came to his own and his own received him not. Verse 1 and verse 12 says, but as many as received him, again, you got to receive your miracle. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. And so you need the power to become. As you believe, you'll get the power to become. It says, even to them that believe on his name. So you've got to believe and you've got to receive, and then you'll get the power to become what God says you can become. Amen? And it's not, you can't trust on your own education. You can't trust on your own good looks. You can't trust on your own personality. You can't trust on your own physical heritage. You can't trust in anything except the supernatural power of God in your life. That's why a lot of times the least likely to succeed are the ones that succeed. Because they know, I don't have anything. And so they go to God and say, God, if you don't help me, I'm in trouble. If you don't help me, there's no way I'm making it. We got to be that way. But yet people that think they've got it all together think, it's okay, God, I got this. And they end up falling. But we believe and we receive that we get power from on high. And if you believe, then you will speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Next verse. It says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It was God's will to save mankind through Jesus' birth, his death, and his resurrection. That was his will. Did you realize it was not even Jesus' will to die on the cross? I know that's kind of a shocking statement. What? It was not even Jesus' will to die on the cross. Jesus himself asked, God, is there any other way? Because this is not my will. In Luke 22:42, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He conformed his will to God's will. Is there any other way? If there be, let this cup pass from me. And God said, no, there's no other way. You are the way. You are the only way, the one way. And Jesus said, okay, not my will, your will be done. And for miracles to be born, we have to trust God's way and His will. Jesus asked God, is there any other way? And God said, no, just my will. And we have no problem trusting the will of God, but what about the way of God? Have you ever found yourself thinking, God, I want to do it this way. God, I think it should be done this way. And we take matters into our own hands, like Abraham did. And he conceived, but he didn't conceive a miracle. He conceived a natural thing. He conceived an Ishmael because he couldn't wait for the supernatural. He said, okay, God, I understand your will. I'm in agreement with your will. I will have a son. But God, I'm going to do it my way. And that's where he missed it. And so many times, we miss it on the way God wants to do things. And God wants to give us a supernatural miracle child. Some have used God's will as an excuse not to receive a miracle. They say, well, it must be God's will for me not to be healed. But it's always God's will for us to be healed. Where we miss it a lot of times is, how shall this thing be? How? We got to stop asking how. God, how shall this be? It's like Mary. Thank God Mary didn't get stuck there. When the angel said, you'll have a child, she said, how shall this thing be? I'm a virgin. How could this be? This is impossible. But thank God she didn't get stuck there. Luke chapter 1 verse 34 said, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The power of the Holy Ghost. The Word of God. Christmas is a time of miracles. And I understand there is a balance to this message. Some people say, well, does that mean I need to believe God that everything in my life is going to be a miracle? That supernaturally my car is going to be filled with gas, and I'm going to drive on supernatural gas, and I'm going to go home, and my house is supernaturally, miraculously going to get cleaned? I say, no, that God's will is for your house to be clean, but that might not be God's way for it to get cleaned. He might have a greater miracle in mind and have your kids clean it. But regardless of how the miracle happens or how it happens, how things happen in our life, we have to do what we can do, but trust God with what we can't do. And we need to end up at the point where we say, be it unto me according to your word, God. Be it unto me according to your word. Your word, your will. Because his word is his will. What shall we say then to these things? As Pastor Bob has been preaching lately. Lord, your will be done, and I'll trust in your way. Sometimes you just got to say that. Lord, your will be done, and God, I trust in your way. And doesn't it make sense that if God is perfect and we are not, that sometimes our way might be contrary to his way? Or that our understanding or our thinking might be different than his thinking? Him being perfect and us being imperfect? Don't you know sometimes there's not going to be the same there? But you know, if you know this is perfect, all you got to do is conform to this. Robert White and I have been decorating the gym over there for the celebration this Sunday. You got to come to the Christmas celebration. It's going to be great. And we've been building things and making things and decorating. It's really cool. It's going to be awesome. You'll love it. Can't wait for you to see it. But we're cutting these boards, and they're all a certain length. And so he cuts this one board that he called, I'm going to butcher this. I think it was a memory pole. And the memory pole The story poll, that's it. Story poll. This is our story poll. Every other poll we're going to cut to this same length because we've measured this one. We know this is the perfect poll. So we're going to cut every other poll according to this poll. And that's how our lives have to be. We have to conform ourselves to Him, not make Him conform to us, because we're imperfect. He is perfect. And instead of getting upset and saying, well, God, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with your word. Come on. This is the story poll. This is what we pattern our life after. This is what we cut ourselves to fit to. And that's how we become like-minded. That's how we become the same. That's how there's no schism in the body of Christ. That's how there's no strife. Because we're like Him. Even as He is, so are we. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. We can't lean on our own understanding. Jesus' birth was a miracle. His resurrection is a miracle. And Jesus had died. He had risen from the dead. And the disciples were standing there and saying, okay, now what? And I think about that time. They had that space of time where after Jesus had resurrected and was gone, what was He doing? And what were the disciples thinking? I'll tell you what they were thinking. Peter said in John 21:3, Peter said unto them, well, I go a-fishing. And they said, we also go with you. So we see there that the disciples were the first rednecks. Because he said, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let's go fishing. All right, we'll go. Let's go. So they all took off fishing. And they went forth and entered in a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Again, your will, your way, you get nothing. Verse 4, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Again, He's appeared to him after He's been resurrected. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, children, have you any meat? Have you caught anything? And they said, no. Not knowing who He was. And He said to them, cast your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitudes of fishes. A miracle. He said, cast it on the right side. Don't be expecting to catch fish if you're not willing to do it the way God says to do it. If you're not willing to do His way. And God's way has two sides. Just like that boat has two sides. He said, cast your net on the right side. And God's will has two sides. The right side and the wrong side. And they had been fishing on the wrong side all night. Cast your net on the right side. And I would say, if you've been believing God for a miracle, and you know that's God's will, you might need to get in line with His way. And say, Lord, what is Your way? Do I need to cast it on the right side? And ask Him. Psalms 119 says, I understand more than the ancients because I keep Your precepts. I understand how miracles work because it's in His Word. I understand how miracles are born. I understand so much more than even the greatest minds of our day can understand. The simplest child can understand more just through this Word. I understand that the world was created. That sets you up. So far above so many people, just the fact you know this world was created. And we didn't just evolve from something. Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed or created by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the things that we see, everything that's created, and we're just about wrapping up here, were made by words. God spoke them. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Without Jesus. Jesus was the Word made flesh that came and dwelt among us. God's Word became flesh and alive. And in the same way, if you have something, a need in your body, God's Word can become flesh to your body. His Word can be a creative miracle in your life and produce something and create something out of nothing. He can make a way where there is no way. Because that's what miracles are all about. And I understand how miracles are born because I understand God's word. That speaking forth God's will in his word, if I believe it and I receive it, I'll have whatsoever things I ask. If I seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, we know his will is always good and it always leads to abundant life. And I know around Christmas time, people start talking about Christmas miracles. People expect miracles and believe for them. We can expect miracles all year long, though. And when the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost meet a believer, a miracle is born. You might write that down. When the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost meet a believer, a miracle is born. Are you a believer? Well, when the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost meet you, a miracle will be conceived. It's going to happen. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And Jesus is a born miracle. He's the born supremacy. With Jesus, we have the born identity. Amen. Some of y'all got that. But God has always worked through supernatural childbirth. If you look through the Word, it's supernatural. God does miracles in our lives. And he brought Jesus through miracles, even throughout the whole lineage of Jesus. Sarah, Abraham's wife, had been barren until she was 90, and then she had Isaac. Supernatural childbirth. God's trying to show us something here. How is a miracle born? Rebecca, barren until Isaac prays, and then she has twins, Esau and Jacob, who became the father of Israel. His wife, Rachel, was barren until she had Joseph, who delivered Israel from famine. We know that Samson's mother, Manoah's wife, was barren until she had him, and he also delivered Israel. Hannah, who was Samuel's mother, was barren until she had Samuel. Ruth had been barren for 10 years and then widowed because her husband died, moved and married Boaz until she had Obed, who begat Jesse, who begat David, the king in the lineage of Jesus. Elizabeth, Zacharias' wife, elderly, unable to have children, is the mother of John the Baptist. All barren women, could not have kids, physically impossible, needed a miracle, and God says, this is just the person I'm going to use. And then, of course, Mary. Have you ever wondered where that phrase, word to your mother, comes from? Right here. The angel told Mary, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. The angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. She had to tell somebody because she believed. She had to get out and tell somebody as fast as she could because she believed and had to speak it out. And when she found Elizabeth, she had to tell her, this is what God told me. I'm so excited. And when Elizabeth heard it, the baby on the inside of her leaped. She who was also barren, that baby leaped with joy. And so I'm telling you, if you are facing an impossible situation or you need a miracle or there is something in your life that is dead, you have to consider not the deadness of your womb spiritually. And you have to consider that God is able and that there is a miracle in motion for me. That God has a miracle for me in my life. Hallelujah. And because of the fact that the devil has stolen some years from you means that God is going to make it up more than ever before. So that the Bible says that she who is barren is rejoicing more than the mother who had all the kids. That's how God works. That's why you can rejoice in famine. That's why you can rejoice when it seems like there's lack. That's why you can rejoice when it seems like it's broken, it's destroyed, it's over for you. Praise God, I'm about to be in the Bible. There's about to be a testimony. There's about to be a miracle. Let's all stand up. Hallelujah. There's about to be a miracle in your life. If you can believe it, if you can receive it, you can conceive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise Him. Just lift your hands right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we believe. Thank you, God, that all things are possible, Lord. We thank you for Christmas miracles, God. I thank you, Lord, that Christmas miracles are taking place, God, every day in our lives, God. That what you said we can have, even though man says it's impossible. Man said you're going to be this way your whole life. There's nothing you can do about it. There have been words that have been spoken over you, and those words need to be turned around and that curse be reversed and turned into a blessing. And Satan has to restore everything that the enemy has stolen from you. And the mocking and the ridiculing and the saying, you'll never make it. And that's the way the devil is. The devil harasses you. But hallelujah, I love one psalm says, you have made my mouth wide against my enemies. Meaning you've made me to smile. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's somebody here tonight and you say, you know what? I need a miracle in my life. I need a miracle tonight in my life. I believe faith has risen tonight for you to receive your miracle. And if you'll come down here, we're going to pray over you. And I believe that the power of the Holy Ghost is going to meet you as a believer. And that miracle is going to be conceived. Just come on up and stand up here. We'll just pray over you real quick. I believe that the power of God is going to meet you at the point of your need. And that miracle is going to be conceived. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we believe you said what you would do, Father God. And we believe that you will do it. God, you always keep your promises. You do not lie. You did it for all these people, God, just because they trusted you. They didn't lean on their own understanding. Lord, help us not to lean on our own understanding tonight and say, how shall this thing be without moving on to the let it be unto me according to your word? That's where you have to get to. Get to the place tonight where you can say, Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be unto you just as it was to Hannah. Just as it was for Hannah. Thank you, Jesus. God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. He's a respecter of His word, and He's a respecter of faith. Hallelujah.
I believe.
And you have what you've asked for. That's a word from the Lord for you. You have what you asked for. You receive it right now in the name of Jesus. You have what you asked for in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have what you asked for in the name of Jesus. You have what you asked for in the name of Jesus. Now trust His way. Hallelujah. You have what you've been believing for. Hallelujah. You have it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. For the power of the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Hallelujah. That word is becoming flesh in you. That word is becoming life in you. His words are life. Hallelujah. That's what Christmas is all about. It's not about death. Hallelujah. It's not about death. It's about life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you shall live and not die. Hallelujah. And that dream shall live and not die. That dream shall live and not die. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Because you're expecting big things from God. You're expecting big things from God. I know you are. And God's doing that for you. Hallelujah. Just rejoice. Just begin to rejoice in that. Hallelujah. He's caused you to rejoice just as Mary rejoiced, just as Elizabeth rejoiced. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for rejoicing in these homes, God, for the miracles that are taking place. Thank you, God, for rejoicing in these homes. Thank you, God, for rejoicing. Let there be rejoicing in your home. Hallelujah. As you receive it, it's being conceived in you. And He's faithful to complete it. Hallelujah. He that has begun a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Hallelujah. Woo! through. Thank you, God, for that miracle taking place in her right now. In Jesus' name, we settle for nothing less than your miracle, God. Hallelujah. No work of man in that situation. Thank you, Lord. No work of man. Thank you, Jesus. See, only the work of the Holy Ghost. Supernatural. So that no man can say they did it. So that no man can get the glory, but that God can be glorified. That God can be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for miracle, signs and wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you receive it right now by faith. Just receive it right now, and it's being conceived. Hallelujah, as the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have those things that you asked. You have, the Spirit of the Lord says you have the things that you have asked. You got it, girl. You got it. Hallelujah. You got it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now just celebrate. Just celebrate and rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You've got what you've asked for. You've got what you've asked for. God is birthing something in you that is bigger than you are. Hallelujah. It's bigger than you. Oh, Ramangasi, it's bigger than the natural. It's bigger than your natural ability. Hallelujah. The Lord says it's bigger than your natural ability. Don't depend on your own understanding. Trust in His ability to do more in you than you could do in yourself. Hallelujah. It's coming from Him. The power comes from Him. Thank you, God. Oh, Ramangasi, God is birthing something in you that, David, you're just receiving it by faith. Hallelujah. By faith, you obtain a good report. I just hear the Lord say, by faith, you obtain a good report. Hallelujah. By faith, you obtain a good report. And let your report be good. Hallelujah. As Pastor Bob says and said many times, the first report's not the last report. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Whose report will you believe? You have believed the report of the Lord. And hallelujah, just as Caleb and Joshua believed the report of the Lord, God is making up the years. Hallelujah. He's turning back the time and He's turning back the clock. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And He's restoring. He's restoring everything over all the years that the devil has stolen. You're going to come out with more than you would have had otherwise had the devil never messed with you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. Supernatural miracles, God. Thank you for your hand that you are with them. Hallelujah. He is with you. Hallelujah. The Lord is with you. He's working with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Cool. Miracles. Thank you, God, for miracles, signs and wonders. Thank you, Jesus, for miracles. Thank you, God, for miracles that the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost overshadow them. In Jesus' name, let the power of the Holy Ghost overshadow right now. Meet them at their point of faith. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Expect it. Expect big things from God this Christmas. Hallelujah. Expect big things from God. Thank you, Jesus. Expect big things from God. Hallelujah. Expect big things from God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get your expectancy out there. I just hear the Lord say, as you expect, I'm able to do even more than that. And don't limit God. Don't limit God in what you expect. But expect big things. Thank you, Jesus. Expect miracles. Expect supernatural signs and wonders. When people tell you it's impossible, then you'll know this is God speaking to me saying it is possible. When the devil says it's impossible, you'll know just by the fact that he's a liar that it is possible. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for supernatural signs and wonders, God. Thank you for intervention, Lord. Intervention, God. Oh, Ramangasi. Intervention, supernaturally. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Ramangasi. Hallelujah. As you believe, as you say it, Gene, you'll have it. As you speak it out, what you say is what you're going to have. Don't say what you see, but say what you have. Say what you have by faith, not what you have in the natural. And speak those words out. And say, be it unto me according to your word. And you speak God's word and don't speak anything contrary to it. No contradictions. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The supernatural intervention of God for a miracle for you. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord saying, you're writing your book now. Hallelujah. You're writing your book now. And the things that Satan is trying to do is only going to, it's only going to turn out for the furtherance of the gospel and as a testimony. And so don't sweat it. The Lord says, thou shalt not sweat it. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not sweat it. Miracles in Jesus' name. Miracles for you. Miracles for you. You need a miracle? Hallelujah. You believe in miracles? You believe God can do that? Hallelujah. Whatever it is you need, you just trust God with that. Hallelujah. And you thank Him for it tonight as you go to bed, as you lay down. You just begin to thank Him for it. Thank Him that that is, that miracle is yours. Hallelujah. You're going to see God work. You're going to see God's work. Hallelujah. It'll be a sign for you the rest of your life. Hallelujah. You'll never forget it. Thank you, Lord, for miracles in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for miracles in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for miracles. Hallelujah. The supernatural power of God, that God is at work. Hallelujah. God is with you. God is with you. He's going to show Himself to you in a mighty way. And you just celebrate every miracle, even the little miracles that seeming like maybe no big deal to others is a big deal to you. You just celebrate it and keep praising God for it. Keep praising God for even the little miracles. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to tell this story and then we're going to get out of here. I was doing a junior high service one night. It was for Christmas. And we decided, spur of the moment, last minute, we were having a Christmas celebration, and we thought, well, hey, let's do a real quick Christmas play, you know. We'll read the Christmas story, and then we'll act it out. And so we said, I tell you what, let's get some kids to come up here and play these parts, because we had had a bunch of ladies from the Union Gospel Mission that were homeless and needed a place to stay. They were staying there and they had children. So we threw this celebration where we invited them all out to Compassion House. And the junior high kids got presents for these children and gave them to them. And the mothers, we just treated them special that Christmas. And it was awesome. And the last minute we said, let's just have a quick Christmas play. So we picked a couple kids and we said, hey, okay, you... who wants to be in the play? Okay, you come here, and then you come here. And we had people set up as shepherds and sheep and all this stuff. And we didn't have a baby Jesus, but one of the ladies had a baby that was like 2 weeks old or something, just born. And she said, hey, my baby can be in the manger. And so we said, oh, okay. So we put that little baby in the manger. And I stopped to think, and I started looking, and I realized after we had set it up, and I was telling the story, I said, oh, that's funny. The boy that's playing Joseph, his real name is Joseph. And then I looked at the girl and I said, wow, that's amazing. The girl that's playing the girl, her name is Mary. I thought, wow, that is amazing. I almost expected the baby to be named Jesus. But the lady lifted her hand and said, hey, come here. And I said, what? She said, this is so amazing. She said, my baby's name is Emmanuel. Isn't that awesome? The baby's name was Emmanuel. I said, woo, thank you, God, you are here. God loves to just show those neat little special miracles at times in our lives that we just got to celebrate. Man would say, oh, that's a coincidence. What are the odds? Come on. It's no coincidence. It's a miracle. It was a Christmas miracle. Hallelujah. That we had at Compassion House. Well, hey, bless you. And it's so good to see you. It's so good to see anybody after being iced in for all those days. But thank you so much for being here, Pastor. Thank you so much for allowing me to minister tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, let's shout the victory tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Dad's already mentioned it, but it's hard to preach the Christmas story without remembering the words of Mary. Be it unto me according to your word. And I think that's what God wants us to just get a grip on during these holidays. Lord, be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. No word that goes out of his mouth shall fall. Praise God. Every word is special. Father, we celebrate that Christmas is not just a time of earthly gifts, but Christmas is a time when we celebrate receiving heavenly gifts. We receive the message tonight. We thank you for the blessing upon the people. We thank you for a miracle weekend. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.